USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father, Joe Biden, on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Devin Archer himself said that was an implication of who the big guy is. Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy's going to be here.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs, after the meeting, said Devin Archer revealed Hunter's family name helped Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma's business when Hunter sat on the board. Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday behind closed doors. Democrats on the panel, however, downplayed the testimony. New York Congressman Dan Goldman.
Hunter may have put his father on the phone with any number of different people, and they never once spoke about any business dealings.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of an investigation. In a Truth Social post, Trump called it an attempt to cover up allegations of bribes and payoffs aimed at President Biden and his family. He said it's election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. A suspect is in critical condition after police in Tennessee say he fired shots at a Jewish school. Memphis police said the man was shot by an officer after he tried to force his way into the Margolin Hebrew Academy yesterday afternoon. The man reportedly opened fire outside the school after he could not enter. Police said an officer shot the man when he jumped out of his truck with a gun when he was pulled over about 10 minutes from the school. No one at the school was injured. A suspected serial killer is due in court today in New York. Rex Huerman has been held at Suffolk County Jail without bail. He stands accused of murdering three women and suspected in others. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
A new report reveals well over half of working Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
A new report from Lending Club puts that number at 61%. It suggests that lower income workers have been hit hard by price increases because food and other staples account for a bigger share of their household budgets. Among consumers earning less than $50,000 annually, roughly three quarters were living paycheck to paycheck in June. This despite the recent cooling inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The actor best known for portraying Pee-wee Herman is dead. Comedian Paul Rubens was 70 years old when his death was announced yesterday. In a statement Rubens prepared for after his death, he said, "Please accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing the last 6 years." End quote. Clinical trials for long COVID treatments are set to begin soon.
The National Institutes of Health will soon initiate the enrollment process for patients in the much-awaited trials. In the upcoming months, they anticipate conducting additional trials to assess at least seven more potential treatments. These trials mark a significant step toward finding effective remedies for long COVID. They're being made possible by the substantial funding of over $1 billion allocated by Congress in December 2020 to support NIH's Recover Initiative, dedicated to researching the enduring impacts of COVID. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me. But I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer lasting scent.